Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to Daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you for joining the program today and for making it a part of your day on this Yom Shlishi, the 25th day of the month of Adar. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Ben Keen of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Keen slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech L'Tahal, the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim, with Rabbi Keen pausing to enable each of us to insert the names for all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim call. And now, bekavod, with great honor, Rabbi Keen.
Thank you, Rabbi Abramowitz. Thank you to everyone for joining. It is a pleasure to be back on this call. This week is Parshat HaChodesh, the week in which we read the special Machzir reading for the final Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Torah reading opens with the verse, HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem, L'Chodshei Hashana. This month to you is the beginning of the months. It shall be the first of the months of the year for you. The Sfat Emet highlights that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is one of the days in which the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah calls one of the four Rosh Hashanah, one of the four heads of the year. And that in fact, there is a machloket, a dispute in the Talmud in Masechet Rosh Hashanah about whether the world was really created in Tishrei or whether it was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And so the Sfat Emet says, Ushnehem Emet, that they are both true. Let us unpack then what it means that this Sunday, this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is actually Rosh Hashanah and on some level the day on which the world was created. The Gemara calls Nisan the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, the new year for kings. And specifically, says the Gemara, it is the new year for Jewish kings, l'malchei Yisrael, as opposed to the malchei umot ha'olam, the kings of the other nations, whose new year is on Tishrei. Based on this distinction, the Sfat Emet says, what does it mean that Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, the Rosh Hashanah for kings? Hainu b'nei Yisrael shenikru b'nei malachim. That means for the entire Jewish people who are called the children of kings, princes. Why are we the children of princes? Why are we the children of the king? Because it is on this Rosh Chodesh, it is through Pesach, that not only do we gain our freedom from physical bondage, but we also gain our freedom from what the Sfat Emet calls the Shibud HaSitra Achara, the freedom from the opposing energies that exist in the world, that we're not tachat hanhagat ha-teva, that we are not beholden to the forces of nature, but rather under God's direct care and guidance. The Midrashim speak about how Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day in which Israel is finally and truly and fully chosen. It is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and specifically the start of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that is the first of the mitzvot that we are given as a nation. And it is through this mitzvah that the process of our leaving Mitzrayim, our process of leaving Egypt, is begun. Rosh Chodesh Nisan therefore reflects our beginning and origin as a nation, and specifically as God's chosen nation. Similarly, we read in Parshat Pekudei, the weekly Torah reading, that it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year that the Mishkan is finally completed and erected, and that God's presence fills our camp. Thus argues the Sfat Emet that while Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei may reflect the creation of the world and the divine attributes of Din and Mishpat, of justice and judgment, Nisan represents a new creation of the world, one in which Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, is created as God's messengers and chosen nation, one in which Hashem interacts with us through divine love, through Midat Ha'ahava. As we continue to pray for Israel during these difficult times, let us remember the words of the Sfat Emet, that this coming week is the beginning of a new year for Am Yisrael, the B'nai Malachim, the children of kings, and that ultimately we are in Hashem's hands, that we are not victims of nature, but rather protagonists in it, and that God's love for us is eternally renewed from year to year. We will continue now with Tehillim Perek Chaf, with Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor le David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitziyahon yitzadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olasecha yidashen estela. Yitzen lecha chilvavecha v'chol atasecha hayimalei. Neranana b'shua sacha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotzecha. Ata yadati ki hoshi Adonai mishicho. Ya'anehu mishme kodsho b'gdurot yesha yemino. Ey levarecha ve'ey levasusim. V'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Ey makar u'v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Oshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Binos Desha Yarbisini Ol Mimenuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yancheni V'Nagalei Tzedek L'Ma'an Shemo, Gam Kielech V'Geis Amaretz Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorai. Bishanta v'shem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai. V'shavti v'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir l'ma'alos esainai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, oser shamayim ba'aret. Al yifein lamot raglecha, al yanuhum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tilchaha, al yahad yeminecha. Yomam hashamesh lo yakeka, ve'areach balayba. Adonai yishmorcha, mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvoecha me'ataha v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha'malos mimam akihim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli tihyana oznecha kashivos b'kol tachanunai. Ihim avonos yishmor yah Adonai mihiyamod. Ki imcha hatzlicha l'ma'an etivarei. Kivis yedanai kivisa nafshi v'lidvara ho ho chalti. Nafshi l'adonai mishamrim l'apoker, shomerihim l'apoker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, ki im Adonai achafet v'arbein lo kedus. Hu yifdes Yisrael mikohu levonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskil leDavid biyosav imaras sifila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai esnanan. Eshboch lefanav sichi, sarasi lefanav agid. V'hith atef alai ruchi v'atza yadata k'nisivasi be'orach zu ahalech tamnu fachzi habet yamin ur'e v'ein li makir avad manos v'meni ein d'aresh l'nafshi za'akti eilecha adonai amarti atan machzi chelki be'eret ha'chaim Akshiva Elrina si ki dalosi meod hakti leni meod paiki amnitsu mimani potia mimasker nafshi lehodosas shemechak viachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Achenu kobeis Yisrael hanesunim besara uveshivya העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפל על יורה ומשיבוד לגולה, השבג עליו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach l'chayalei tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayalei tzvah, genal Yisrael v'anshei kochos habitachon, ha'amdim al mishmar arseinu v'arei Eloheinu, migvul halvanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim, u'minei ha'mavadol ad levo ha'arava, u'vachol makom sheheim b'yabasha b'aviru v'yam. Yitain Aznai Yasoivenu Hakamim Alenu Nigafim Lifnehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatil Eskayalinu Mikol Tzara V'sukal Mikol Nega U'machalam V'yishmach Bracha V'haslacha B'chol Ma'asa Yedehem Yadber Soneinu Tachtayhem V'yashrem B'chesa Yishua U'vater Sitzachon V'kuyam Behem Hakatsuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'oleichim Lachem Lihilachem Lachem Imoivichem Le'oshia Eschem V'nomar Amen Mishabeach Lishvuyim, a prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aron David u'Shlomo Hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzvah hagana liYisrael u'shvuyav v'es kol achenu hanesunim b'tzara u'v'shivya b'avur shekol hakahal hakadosh hazem yispalel b'avuram hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotzieim mechoshech v'tzamavet v'motrosehem yinatek ומצוקות סיהם יושיעים וישיבים מהירה לחיק משפחות סיהם יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לפני אדם ויקוים בהם מקרא שכסוב ופדויי אדוני ישובון ובואו ציון ברינה ושמחה סולם על ראשם ששון ושמחה ישיג ובנסר יגון והנחה ונאמר אמן משברך לחולים a prayer for those who may be ill Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech es ha'cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Raposam Lahachazikam Lahachayosam Vishlach Lahem Mehera Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim Lechol Evareihem Lechol Gideihem Besoch Shear Chalei Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf HaShabag Alav Yizman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Keen. We look forward to having you back on the program again in Yirtzeh Hashem in the very near future. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.